Good afternoon. I'm going to take a few moments to share with you a thought that's been rattling around my mind since Shabbos. I think for many of us, this past Shabbos was a unique and dramatically different kind of experience. On one hand, it offered for some of us the opportunity to spend additional time with our families. Perhaps for others, it just offered us an opportunity to spend more time with ourselves. As we spoke about before Shabbos, looking inward, introspecting. And this entire event, this entire last week and a half, has been such a whirlwind that's turned our world upside down that I think plunges each of us into a perpetual cycle of introspection. Everything we've known in our world, and I shouldn't say everything, so many things that we've known in our lives up until now have changed so dramatically in just the last few days. And the uncertainty of the days ahead also, on one hand, creates a certain level of anxiety, but also tells us that maybe the way we've been living or the way we've been doing things perhaps needs to be different going forward. But you know, this past Shabbos, so my family and I, we davened outside Shabbos night. Friday was a beautifully warm day and Shabbos night was still warm outside. And we davened the beautiful Kabbalah Shabbos, a family Kabbalah Shabbos, a Karlbach Kabbalah Shabbos, all of us together. Really a very special event. I don't know that we've ever done that before. And it was quite inspiring and uplifting, heartbreaking on one hand, because I know I missed the shul so much. I know my boys missed their yeshiva, but yet offered us an opportunity that the truth is, without these circumstances, we would have never had. And Shabbos morning, although it was a little bit colder already, also for some reason just wanted to be outside, to connect with nature, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a little bit closer to the universe. And there was a pasuk that kept rattling through my head throughout all of Shabbos. It's a pasuk that appears in Parshas Chayisara. The pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basode lifnos erev. Yaakov Avinu goes out, Yaakov Avinu goes out lasuach. Lasuach, the Gemara says, is Lashon Sicha. It literally means he went out to the field to converse in the field in the evening. He went out in the field to converse in the field. So what does it mean that Yitzchak Avinu went out into the field? Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. I understand you go out to the field to work. You go out in the field to graze your flocks. But Yaakov Avinu is going out into the field to go ahead and speak. So the Gemara Meseches Brachos says, Ve'in Sicha Ela Tfilo. Sicha doesn't just mean to converse. Sicha means to converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh Lifnos Arev. Yaakov Avinu goes out to converse, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fields when? Lifnos Arev. So we translate Lifnos Arev before the evening. This, of course, the Gemara says, is a reference to the idea that Yitzchak Avinu davened Mincha. He davened Lifnos Arev before the evening, before nightfall. Maybe because I was outdoors and just in the sada outside, this pasuk kept resonating with me. On one hand, feeling a connection to Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak was also alone when he davened in the field. Vayetze Yitzchak. Yitzchak went by himself into the field, lifnos arev, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it gave me a little bit of nechama, because I'm not the first Jew to daven alone. Avram davened alone. Yitzchak davened alone, Yaakov davened alone. The truth is, I didn't even daven alone. I had the great privilege of davening with my mishpacha. But this pasuk, it kept going through my mind, kept going through my soul the whole Shabbos. Vayetze, as I'm standing in my backyard, Vayetze Yitzchak, lasuach basade lifnos arev. Yitzchak Avinu is out in the field. So many of us are now out in the fields as well. And I was trying to understand why this pasuk resonated with me so much. Is it just that Yitzchak was outside, I'm outside, that's the whole connection? So after Shabbos, I dug a little deeper into the pasuk, and I came across a beautiful insight by the Ben Poras Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef HaKohen Katz, died in 1782. He was one of the primary disciples of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he says something absolutely amazing. Listen to his words. He says, Vayitze Yitzchak lasuach basada. Yitzchak goes out into the field to converse. Sicha doesn't just mean to dialogue. Doesn't mean that he's talking with his friends, but rather he goes out to the field to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ben Paras Yosef says, what about that last phrase? Lifnos Arev. So Lifnos Arev we translate as before the evening, before nightfall. Yitzchak goes out in the afternoon, late afternoon, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But listen to what the Rebbe says. The Ben Paras Yosef says so beautifully. He says, Kasher Yetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lispalo. When Yitzchak Avinu goes out into the field to daven, Hayanishar Lifnos Ulahasir Memachshavto, Machshavos Raos Vizaros, Shenikra Arev, Vizeh Lifnos Arev. The Rebbe says when Yitzchak Avinu went out into the field to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he realized that to have a meaningful dialogical connection with God, he had to purge his mind of any negative thoughts. He had to purge his mind of any negativity. Says the Rebbe, negative thoughts are called Erev. They're called evening. They're darkness. A person could lose themselves in negative thinking. A person could lose themselves when they're just so down on everything. World life could become just a big abyss of darkness. So Yaakov Avinu understands that if he's going to have a meaningful connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has to go ahead and rid his mind of the darkness. I can't see the world as a difficult, bleak, and empty place, but I have to see the good. So says the Rebbe, that's the pshat. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada. Yitzchak goes out to converse, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the field. But the only way you could really connect with your Creator is lifnos arev. Lifnos, lipanot, also means to rid yourself of something, to go ahead and get rid of something, to divest of something. When does Yitzchak daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lifnos arev. Only when he's able to get rid of the darkness. Only when he's able to get rid of the pessimism. Only when he's ready to get rid of, only when he's able to get rid of the negativity. Only time you could talk lasuach basada, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fields, is lifnos arev. Is if you're willing to purge yourself of the pessimism, the negativity, and the darkness which could so easily bring you down. You know, my friends, we are living in times where you could easily lose yourself in the darkness. You know, the Wall Street Journal every day has a caption where it has number of people infected by coronavirus, number of people died, number of people recovered. And of course, the numbers are going up every single day. Every single day. This is a machalo. This is a magifa that is encompassing the entire world. And the truth is, you can't watch the news. Everything is overwhelming because it is a serious time. But at the same time, we also know that everything is going to be okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're gonna make it out on the other side of this. And in Emirat Hashem, will the world be different? Who knows? Will life be different? Who knows? Will our outlook be different? Will the way we conduct things be different? We don't know. One thing we know is that in Emirat Hashem, we're going to make it out of this. And we're going to be great. And we're going to be strong. And we're going to be healthy. And in Emirat Hashem, whatever's been lost, we will in Emirat Hashem rebuild. And we won't just rebuild it, we'll rebuild it tenfold. But I think this message of the Ben Paras Yosef is so incredibly important. That during these times, we have to maintain a proper disposition, almost like an internal equilibrium. We have to take the circumstances that we are in seriously, and we have to take proper physical precautions, and we must engage in proper spiritual avodah, but we must also remember that the sky is not falling. Because if you begin to think that the sky is falling, then you're going to get swallowed up by the darkness. And if anywhere you look, all you see is coronavirus. And if anywhere you look, all you see is, oh my gosh, could I get infected like that, infected like this, infected like this? Then you miss out on all of the beautiful brachos that are still all around us. You know, when I was davening outside Shacharis on Shabbos morning, standing on my patio, I'm looking out into some of the shrubs we have, and I saw a bird's nest. And I saw a mother bird bringing back food for her little babies. A beautiful little snapshot into the magnificent world of the Ribono Shel Olam. During these days, as we're taking the precautions to maintain our physical health, we must also take the precautions to maintain proper disposition and proper outlook, to maintain a positive outlook on life. to never lose sight of the beautiful brachos. Yes, there are challenges and there are difficulties, but what about all the brachos we still have? Do we take the time to take stock of those brachos? Now more than ever, every single day, a person has to take the time to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for this, and thank you for this, and thank you for this, and thank you for this. The tefillahs can't just be, please save me, please don't let me get sick, please be rofeh cholim. Of course, you have to daven for those things also. But it's not all sickness, and it's not all death, and it's not all gloom, and it's not all infection, and it's not all in virus. There's so much bracha. There's so much beauty in the world all around us. There's so much beauty in the chesed that's unfolding all around us. And each of us still has so much beauty within our own lives. We have so much magnificent bracha. We have so many great things that are still going for us. And we can never, chas v'shalom, lose sight of those things. This is what I learned on Shabbos. Vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basode. And I realized, bashert, that I was davening in the backyard because I got to see the bird's nest. And I saw the flowers beginning to bloom. And I see the trees coming to life. And I feel the beautiful breeze that comes right across. And the sunrise and the sunset. And the world is going to go on. And life is going to go on. And in Emirat Hashem, we're going to be good. But we must take stock of the brachos we have. Even in the midst of this dramatic crisis. Even in the midst of these difficult times. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basode lifnos oref. Yitzchak Avinu went out and he connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But my dear friends, the only way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you drive away the darkness. Lifnos Erev. Have to maintain a positive disposition, a good outlook, a simcha sachaim, a happiness of life, a joie de vie, an incredible recognition of the beautiful brachos that we enjoy as individuals, and we enjoy as a community, as a nation, and as mankind. The only way to maintain a healthy relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just to ask Him to save us from Sarah, but to thank Him for all the things that are going beautifully and are going right. This was the recipe for the success of the Ruchnias of Yitzchak Avinu, and it's our same recipe for success as well. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of us and guard us during these difficult and tumultuous times. But may we have the wisdom and the strength to recognize and appreciate our brachos every step of the way. Have a wonderful day. Be healthy, be safe, and be cognizant of all the brachos around you.